Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we're continuing our series on demographics. But first, on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, we'd love to answer your questions. If you have a question that you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. We'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to victor@victorjm.com. That's victor@victorjm.com. We are back. Demographics predicts behavior. And economists rarely pay attention to human behavior. They look to government as the main driver in the economy. And yet, there's a lot to be learned about the economy by looking at demographics and human behavior. And one of my favorite sources for this information is economist Harry Dent. Demographics tells us when people take certain actions in their life. Let's take a look at the motorcycle industry. Now, businesses can do one of two things. They either grow or they shrink. They never stay the same. Some businesses, in particular public companies, become addicted to growth, and if they shrink, they die very quickly. For example, the vast majority of motorcycles are purchased by buyers between 45 and 50 years of age. Once the largest population of baby boomers are older than 50 years of age, motorcycle sales will fall and never recover. There's a second group of buyers in their 50s, about half the size, but by the time people are 58 years of age, they don't buy motorcycles anymore. And by the way, that wave has already happened. The youngest baby boomers turned 50 in 2014, and sales at Harley-Davidson peaked in 2014. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. If you listen to their CEO, he has all kinds of strategies to turn the company around. Well, revenue fell again 5.5% in 2017 and another 3.5% in Q2 of this year. There's nothing Harley-Davidson can do to change that. They're trying to expand internationally to make up the difference, but the core market is shrinking. They could try and compete against others in a market to steal market share and squeeze out a couple of extra years of growth. After that, nothing is going to help. Doesn't mean they should go out of business. It just means the business better be sized to the market. It translates into manufacturing, the dealer network, and the market for used machines. Now, if the business leaders knew that the contraction was expected, could they navigate a successful resizing of the business? Would they even make such an adjustment? Would the loss of self-esteem allow business owners to shrink a business and still feel great about it? Do entrepreneurs have the ego strength to manage such a contraction? So what does all this have to do with real estate? Harley-Davidson's a wonderful example of demographics at work because their purchaser is so clearly defined. The purchasing pattern of their product falls within a very narrow age range, and the same kind of analysis can apply to real estate if you choose to look. On yesterday's show, we reported that the U.S. will see somewhere between 1.1 to 1.3 million homes per year coming from the elderly into the market, starting any day now. That's about double the rate of the 1990s. Because of that, I'm interpreting the demographic data to predict a compression of prices unlike any other we've seen in history. We will see pricing in the market that defies logic. Large homes will sell for less than the cost of construction, and starter homes will be in such demand that the prices for starter homes will increase faster than the law of averages would suggest that they should. We'll see the dichotomy of simultaneous surplus at the top of the market and a shortage at the entry level, sometimes in very close proximity to each other. A lucky few buyers will buy that mega mansion for the same price as a new starter home, and they will renovate it and truly get a bargain. As baby boomers age and exit the housing market, and as millennials enter the housing market, prices at the top of the market will fall, and simultaneously prices at the bottom of the market will go up. The traditional metrics of price per square foot will become meaningless, and large homes will sell at half the price per square foot of smaller homes in that future. Over the next 5 years, I see a real opportunity to provide starter homes to that market of millennials as they enter their home buying peak. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, plan your strategy for the next 5 years. Make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.